Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And welcome back to the EPL Roundtable. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries, and as always, if you'd like to reach us at the podcast, you can do so by either tweeting us at EPL Roundtable or emailing us at EPLRoundtable@gmail.com. All right, we are joined today by Joshy. Of course, we're going to be talking about Manchester United. Joshy, a pleasure to have you on, as always. So United had an interesting deadline day, although not very much of it was actually deal-related. The first one that we should touch on is the signing of Anthony Martial. Obviously, there was a lot of talk in the summer about him potentially leaving Tottenham, of course, being one of the potential destinations in that Alderweireld swap deal that never happened, seemed to be out of favor with Mourinho. Now, all of a sudden, Mourinho is gone. You have Solskjaer, who still carries that interim tag, but he's willing to re-up for another 5 years. What did you make of that contract signing?
No, I think I'm delighted. It's an excellent signing. He's it's really great to tie him down to a long-term contract. I think he has had his ups and downs in terms of form, but that's what you get with the type of player that he is and the age that he's at. But ultimately, I think United fans and players recognize the talent that he's got, and we've seen it. And we haven't seen it just under Solskjaer, and I think. We've seen it in spurts under Mourinho, and he was sort of coming back into it again even before Solskjaer was appointed. But now with Solskjaer there and the sort of proactive football we're playing, we're really seeing him, Rashford, Lingard and Pogba link up extremely well, and their ability to float in between defenders and sort of rotate through their positions. It's been really exciting to watch. He hasn't been scoring too many goals, actually, under Solskjaer, but he's really been an integral part of that sort of proactive attacking football. So for me, I'm delighted that he's signed on. I think he's got talent in abundance, and he's now just coming to that age where you feel like he should be kicking on and becoming that 20, 30 goal a season player, even from out wide. So, yeah, really great news.
Yeah, so that counts as the quote-unquote in. The actual out, Marouane Fellaini has been sold to Shandong Luneng in China. Obviously, it was important in some pretty key moments. The Champions League goal comes to mind at the death there. Has been at the club for a while. What do you make of his departure?
I'm not surprised. He was a Mourinho guy. He's the kind of guy where you tell him to do a job, he'll go out and do it. In that sense, he is a reliable player because he's not going to go off and walk out of position or end up, trying some flick in the middle of the box or anything like that. He's a sort of solid, safe, dependable in terms of the instructions you give to him type of player. And I think that's why Mourinho loved him. He was that kind of guy. He was the kind of guy that would sort of run through a brick wall for Mourinho, because obviously Mourinho kept faith with him and had faith in him. But yeah, I'm not surprised he's gone. He's not. I think he's had maybe 8 minutes or something like that under Solskjaer as a substitute. He's not. When you look at the way we play football now, or at least with the way we're trying to play football, and obviously it's gone very well so far, aside from Burnley, he doesn't fit into that system at all. You know, quick passing, interlinking, interchanging positions, getting your head up, keeping the ball on the deck, not too many long balls, other than against Burnley, actually, where we probably could have used him given the number of long balls that we saw. But in terms of the way we're trying to play and the tone we're trying to set with the team, he just doesn't fit into it. So I'm not surprised he's gone. I am a little bit surprised he's gone to China, I guess, because I think he still can do a job for the right team. We saw it at Everton. We've seen it in flashes at United. I don't think he's that deep-lying midfielder that he's been used at United at times. He needs to be in the opposition box, basically, to be causing havoc with those elbows and his height and his physicality. So I'm surprised he's gone to China. I guess it must be to do with his wages, because nobody else is going to pay that kind of wage. So he's going out there, and I haven't seen too much in the way of details in terms of his contract. I know the fee was 10 million odd, or that's what's been reported. But I'm assuming he's got a fairly decent contract if he's going to be going all the way out to China. So yeah, not surprised about the move, but I'm not so sort of sad about it either.
Interesting. What would you say were kind of his highlights and lowlights while at the club?
I mean, he scored some really important goals. He came up, you know, just when you thought, oh, you're done with him and you're sort of, he needs to be gone. And people, I mean, were fairly abusive towards him, to be honest. He would come up with a goal, an important goal, in whether it's Champions League, cup games, league games. He did come up with some really important moments. So for that, you know, you respect it. Low lights, I think just generally he's just not good enough. And he's become that because he was signed by David Moyes, transfer deadline day, for an inflated fee because we didn't sign him like 2 weeks earlier. Some clause got activated in his contract where we had to then pay more. He just got associated with everything negative with the club, and unfairly or fairly, doesn't matter. Ultimately, he's not good enough to be in a side with aspirations. Maybe we're not currently a Premier League title challenging or title winning side, definitely not. But, you know, that's the aspiration, and he's not good enough for that. So, low lights, him holding the club to ransom in the summer and getting a new contract. That's, I guess, pissed everyone off, but I guess we've got a fee for him now. I think he's had a lot of negative press, obviously, and a lot of negative reaction from United fans. But at the same time, you've got to respect some of the things that he's done at the club.
Yeah, something that I found interesting that you said both with Martial and with Fellaini is how they fit into your current style of play under Solskjaer. The obvious follow-up to that is that implies that there are some long-term decisions being made based on how you're playing right now under Solskjaer. Do you think that there's a chance that he's the manager next season? And if so, around what percentage?
I think he has to be in the conversation right now, doesn't he? 9 wins and a draw. Yes, the Burnley game he made some mistakes, but hindsight is, 2020, as they say. So potentially his team selection wasn't great, and moving Rashford out wide, that kind of stuff. So it hurt him, but he made some changes and we fought back to a 2-2 draw. So he's still unbeaten. And like I said, 9 wins out of 10, that's almost perfect, right? So he has to be in the conversation. That being said, no decision is going to be made now, or I would have thought not. So,
and there are some tough matches coming up through March.
Absolutely, we've got a very tough run in the context of around the Champions League ties. I think we play Paris Saint-Germain, Liverpool, City, Arsenal, FA Cup tie with Chelsea. Although I think the City game will. That's not in order, by the way. But basically, we've got a whole bunch of, the big matches in a short space of time. So it'll be a big test. But that would be a big test for any manager. So, as much as we don't make a decision on his first 6 games or first 10 games, I wouldn't necessarily rule him out if we had a mixed bag in those matches, because that run of matches. No manager is going to come out of that with a 100% win record. So if he does something respectable in that run of matches, then he's still, that's he's got to be in the conversation. I would be concerned, though, to a point, because at the moment he's working to the assumption he's going to be leaving at the end of the season. So he can try things. He's not necessarily having to work on that. There are some long-term decisions being made, but it won't be just on him. I'm, you know, the romantic in me is saying, you know, I'm loving it. There's no doubt about it. I'm loving the fact that a former Manchester United legend, someone that I watched like from the stands, is the manager, and he won us the treble basically with that last minute goal against Bayern. He's now the manager of the club, and we're doing really well. We're actually playing attractive football, trying to take teams on. We're grinding out wins against, against Tottenham. It was a De Gea show in the second half, but we were excellent in the first against Arsenal. So, you know, I'm loving it, but if you ask me to make a decision now, I still wouldn't be like, oh yeah, give it to Solskjaer. I think there has to be a discussion beyond just the short term, which is what we're looking at the moment. That being said, yeah, you're right. I think there are clearly long-term decisions being made, and a tiny bit of credit to Ed Woodward, because in the summer he didn't sell Anthony Martial, and Jose Mourinho reportedly wanted him out for various reasons, and there were a lot of fans United fans giving him almost sort of mirroring or echoing what Mourinho was trying to do, because they were not happy with an apparent attitude problem, lack of commitment, because he went home for the birth of his child. I thought that was a weird one that some people were jumping on. But yeah, I am absolutely delighted. I've always thought he's had the talent. Yes, he's had ups and downs in form, but I can't think of any player that hasn't had ups and downs in form, especially at that age. So I think, you know, some people just sort of tend to react one way or another too quickly. That is definitely a decision for the long term, and he's in the right place to sort of kick on and now become one of the top players in the world.
Yeah. While some of those decisions were made with kind of this current run of form in mind, others were not, notably not signing anyone in the window, although most of the big clubs did not bring in anyone. There have been questions in the defense, although the goals conceded rate has at least improved since Solskjaer came in. But were you surprised that you didn't do anything to fill holes in the squad, particularly in defense?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No, not at all. I think there are a lot of factors here. And, one of them is Solskjaer is an interim manager, or ostensibly an interim manager for the moment. The other one is we're apparently pursuing a director of football or sporting director, or, you know, that type of role, whatever that looks like. So, you know, to bring someone in without that in place and also an interim manager in place would be not daft, because there are certain players that would sort of transcend that, but it wouldn't sit well because you're now going to get these players in, and then the new manager comes in and goes, well, that's not the kind of player I wanted, and it becomes an issue. So I wasn't surprised at all. I'm not disappointed either, because I wasn't actually expecting anything in the way of transfers. To be honest, there are certain players in the world and in each position that would sort of, like I say, transcend that, the idea of a director of football and their strategy and a manager, an incoming manager's style of play or philosophy. Like if we were to sign, say, Mbappe, I'm pretty sure whoever the new manager was, there's not going to be an issue there, unless it was Jose Mourinho and he doesn't like flair players. But do you know what I mean? I don't think that there are certain players like that who you would go, yeah, okay, fair enough. But then he's not available and it's January. Those types of players don't tend to move in January. I would have thought, I think the parallel is probably at the time, maybe not now, it was probably Alexis Sanchez last January. You know, it was an opportunity, and he's a, you know, at that point in time, it was a massive coup, and it was something. It was an opportunity that arose, and United pounced and took it on. And I think if something like that would happen, say in January, I don't know, let's hypothetically say Mbappe had a massive falling out, PSG had some kind of FFP type fine on its way, and they needed to, do you know, get some cash, then I could see United going in for that type of player. But and I used Mbappe in an attacking position, but if there was an equivalent person in midfield or in defense, then I think we would have been in there. But it, but you know, those are exceptional circumstances, so it's not something I expected. So yeah, I think there are irons in the fire in terms of potential targets, but hopefully there's a bit more of a solid strategy, and with a director of football coming on board, or apparently coming on board, then you'd have thought that that would be the type, that would be the person who would set that tone. Again, it depends on what that director of football or sporting director role looks like. Is it someone who's going to lead transfers? Is it someone who's actually going to look after the whole of the football side of things? Is it someone who's going to be more of a figurehead? I don't know. I mean, there are various people in these positions around the world in their respective clubs, but they hold different roles. And it's just it depends on what the role spec is for the job for United, and then from there, what they decide to go, what that person wants to do with the sort of say footballing strategy for the long term. So yeah, I'm not surprised at all about how the transfer window went.
Interesting. Well, it'll definitely be intriguing how you deal with the squad in the summer, obviously, as you say, waiting until you have a director of football and or a manager, probably on the wiser side, especially as your club are already improving. With this kind of trajectory you're on, with how much you're closing the gap, do you as a fan view top four as maybe not just realistic, but an expectation at this point?
Well, again, given the way we started the season, there's no sort of expectation because it was horrific. But now I think we can definitely be optimistic, and actually it is realistic. It's not just optimistic, it is a realistic goal. When you look at the points difference, you look at how Chelsea are struggling, Arsenal are erratic. You know, I think they can be hunted down. If we continue in the way we're going, then I think it's inevitable. But I think, obviously, we can't win 90% of our matches. Nobody has that kind of win record. So there will be a slowdown at some points. It's how we manage that and how it correlates with the likes of Chelsea and Arsenal and what they get up to. So it's definitely on the cards. It's not a definite outcome, but it's on the cards, and I think United, Chelsea and Arsenal will be battling it out for that sort of fourth spot. And I think given where we were when he came in, that would be an incredible achievement for Solskjaer to get us into the top four. He's already sort of done amazingly to sort of in terms of what he's done, but it's not about now, it's always about where you end up in May. So I think it's realistic, definitely.
Yeah, if I'm correct, you're both still in the Champions League and the FA Cup. What are your expectations in either of those?
So yeah, FA Cup, we're away at Chelsea, which is a bit of a bogey ground for us. So I don't think it was kind of basically the one team we didn't want to get. We'd have taken City away, but Chelsea away, just we can't seem to get a result there. So that's,
which is weird because literally everyone else can now.
I know, right? I don't know what it is, but I think with the way we're playing, and if we can go there with a full strength side, and then I think we've obviously got a chance. the reason I say that is because it's coming in that sort of run of games where we've got PSG, there's Arsenal, there's I think Liverpool around that time, or and then there's sort of City around that time as well, and there's two PSG ties, and they're all sort of in fairly short space of time. So we'll have to see. It will tell us, I guess, how much Solskjaer is prioritizing what. So yeah, I think at the moment, you know, we would. If we hadn't got Chelsea and we got someone else, then I might be sitting here going, yeah, actually, I think we've got a good chance in the FA Cup. But now you just got to look at that fixture because it's such a big tie and it's against a, you know, a good side. So if we beat Chelsea, then obviously the sort of the chances of us winning it go up massively. But at the moment, I think that's one of those ties where you just kind of go, we just got to wait until that's done. You can't really look past it. It's not like it's, let's say, Stevenage at home or whatever, even though they'd probably beat us. So, in the Champions League, I think it's more Paris Saint-Germain. Neymar's out, so that helps, I think. But then they've got an array of talent. I think that tie is more of, it's almost a free hit. I don't think anyone expects us to beat them over two legs. So and you know they're a team that are played well. They've played well together for a long time. They kind of know how they play. They know how they want to play. They've got world class talent. So the only thing is that they don't really get challenged in the French league too much. So they will have to guard against that little bit of complacency, and that might give us an opportunity. And we may have a bit of a surprise factor against them. But I think, you know, that's almost a free hit for Solskjaer to sort of go in and demonstrate what he can do. But with the caveat that we kind of know that there are much better and much more well-settled sides. So, again, I think expectations, I think hopefully we give them I expect us to at least give them a good game and come out of it respectably, even if we don't go through. But I'm hopeful that we can cause them damage. I don't think they're particularly good at the back. We've seen it over the seasons that they can be. You can get at them. And with Martial, Rashford, Pogba, Sanchez. Okay, Sanchez hasn't been on great form, but he's got pedigree. I think, you know, you've got players in there. And Lingard has been in such good form. I think he's a bit of a surprise package. You know, people don't rate him. And he's actually the player that's kind of like the glue between all of the others. And we've got the ability to take them on. So we could get through. But again, you can't say expectations beyond, a respectable showing.
Fair enough. Well, that'll take us through the end of the season. We've already said Solskjaer in the mix, but definitely not already signed on to be the next manager. If there was one position that you could fix in the summer before we head into next season, what would it be?
Oh, Lord, just the one.
Well, I mean, you have the money to do a lot, but what's the most primary position that needs filled?
I think probably let me think about the teams. I'd probably go with a top level centre back, like a real top end centre back, to sit there, to slot in someone with experience, someone who's played at the highest level, pedigree, someone's just going to come in and you know he's going to be quality, to play in there alongside Lindelof. Yeah, I'd transition Dalot into the side at right back. Shaw is kind of okay at left back. But then we've got issues, right? We need people in midfield. I don't think Matic is good enough. And certainly not for the long term. He doesn't have the legs for a full season. Fred, we've not seen anything from him to suggest he's worth £50 million. Then we've got issues, I guess, at someone to nail down that right wing position. I'd have thought, like, you know, I was kind of a bit gutted that City signed Mahrez. I thought he'd be awesome for us down that right side. But yeah, I think if you look on balance, centre back is probably the one, the most pressing. Probably.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we'll see what happens there. But thanks so much for coming on. If you'd like to tell folks where they can find you now, it'd be a great time.
Yeah. Cheers. Thanks for having me on. You can find me on Twitter at @Doc_Joshy. And if the guy who's got @Doc Joshy is listening, please can I have that handle, please, because you don't use it.
Yeah,
and,
do it.
You can also, yeah, exactly. You can also find me on Full Time Devils YouTube channel, and I sometimes use their I take over their Twitter and various podcasts, obviously, including this one.
Yeah, in the interim, if you want to tweet at him at Doc Joshy without the underscore and just keep acting like it's him, maybe it'll cause a chain reaction or something. But thanks again for coming on. Best of luck getting that handle, and I'm sure we'll speak soon.
Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.